It's back again. We thought it was dead, but it's back. It always comes back.
That's all.
No.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to our next Potoween episode. Here we go. We're like, we're more than halfway, which is kind of nice and kind of sad, right? It's a little bit of both. Today, we have a question, sort of, but I thought about, I was like, okay, this Amazon.com has everything, right? And then I thought, does Amazon.com have ghost hunting equipment? And I thought to myself, well, I mean, like, Goop is a thing, that Gwyneth Paltrow stuff, right? So why not? Why wouldn't people sell ghost hunting equipment? And if you put in ghost hunting equipment, stuff comes up. And probably the most popular item, 806 ratings, 4 stars, Amazon's choice for ghost hunting equipment, is the Ghost Meter EMF sensor. This looks like maybe kind of like a calculator. It's got a little meter that goes from green to yellow to red, which I suppose, in theory, senses electromagnetic frequencies. But I also assume that in a ghost, it also has the ghost meter printed on it in a font that appears to be Courier New, commonly known as typewriter font. Left justified, just in case you're worried. I assume that the meter is green, yellow, red of how much of a ghost you found, or how much trouble the ghost is. Now, you might be wondering, Pete, I would pay upwards of many dollars for this equipment. How much is it? Well, it's $34.95, which is not cheap, in my opinion, but not cheap. I can read the back, though. This is pretty exciting. Aside from a camera, the most basic tool for a ghost hunter is the EMF meter. When ghostly activity takes place, electromagnetic anomalies often occur in the environment. This meter can allow you to detect these disturbances. Find hotspots in homes, in cemeteries, in buildings. I think buildings is covered by... Buildings is like a larger... if we had a Venn diagram, homes is entirely in buildings, right? We guarantee that an evening visit to a cemetery with the meter is an experience that will thrill you. Go in a small group and you will have a lot of fun. Conduct paranormal surveys comes with instructions. You may charge for those services or do them for pleasure. If you take a photo when the ghost meter indicates a strange fluctuation, you can sometimes capture a picture of a ghost. Features indicator, audio, and light, so you can monitor activity in the dark and from far away. Okay, this is great. Search www.google.com, and this is underlined, for, quote, ghost pictures, and you will find thousands of ghost clubs worldwide. Have fun and do not be afraid. Most ghosts are friendly. A great gift. Just a last little thing in there. That's amazing. I love that they're like, here's what you could do. Search google.com for ghost pictures. They also have their ghostmeter.com, so I'm just yeah, you can see they have a Ghost Meter Pro, which has the word Ghost Meter Pro printed on it. It looks like they copied and pasted the Amazon description, though. Click here for more information on the new Ghost Meter Pro. Oh, sorry, guys. I ate some candy. Oh, there's a 5-minute video. Well, well, well. There's a lady who's on the package looking at it. And then there's another picture of her. She looks like 20 years older holding it. Let's see if I can find this 5-minute video on YouTube. Oh, here we go. This is 5 minutes and 53 seconds, you bastards. That's really a lot closer to 6 minutes, isn't it? This thing is just spinning. I don't know. Ghost Meter Pro with dialogue mode. Breakthrough in paranormal research.
We're here to talk about the Ghost Meter Pro. The Ghost Meter Pro is a brand new meter for paranormal research.
Jeez. I don't know what's going on.
It's special because it's...
Okay. I'm going to just pause this and let it load up for a second. Let's just go back to the Ghost Meter listing. Let's see. Maybe I can turn down the quality here. Oh, it's already 144p. That's very low. Very low.
Okay. It's got four modes. When you turn it on, you see four lights. But if you press the selector, you can go from one light to two lights, three lights, and four lights. Now, three lights is the normal Gauss meter mode, which...
Gauss meter mode? What is this accent?
You will find in most Ghost meters out there, most...
Your typical Ghost meter is going to go up to that three setting, okay? That's why we put it at three lights of four. Because that seems like the middle ground, the typical. Not two, three.
EMF meters. And in that mode, the meter reacts to power lines, cell phones.
Oh, yeah, and, that's a problem.
Appliances. But the Ghost Meter Pro has new modes that are more exciting for the field of paranormal research. For example, turn it off again. And on.
By the way, this has 14,000 views and zero likes or dislikes and is 9 years old.
Mode one. In mode one, the Ghost Meter Pro will look for a ghost. Right now it's looking for it. That's the sound where it's searching. And in mode one, it will find a ghost roughly.
This guy seems like the sound of his own ghost meter, which he made, is annoying the absolute shit out of him.
Three to 5 minutes. On mode two, it will find ancient ghosts, ghosts that are older. It takes longer to find a ghost like that. The patterns of energy are different.
Wait a minute. Okay, so it takes a longer time for a ghost meter to find an older ghost. Okay, fine.
And usually I'll find a ghost like that every 10 minutes. Every 5 to 9 minutes. On mode 3, with...
Every 10 minutes, every 5 to 9 minutes. Oh, yeah, okay. When you say, when you're telling me about the frequency I should expect to find a ghost, you can just leave it at about every 10 minutes. That's as unbelievable as every 5 to 9 minutes. I was already in complete disbelief, and you didn't help yourself by being like, let me revise that to every 5 to 9 minutes. Oh, okay.
Lights. The meter will be a Gauss meter, a normal Gauss meter mode, where it will find appliances.
What is this Gauss accent? I don't understand this.
And in mode four, my favorite.
My favorite, my personal
mode
favorite.
The ghost, where the ghost will answer questions.
Oh.
Right now we're in mode one, and I'm hoping that a ghost comes quickly so that...
The ghost of the HVAC that was installed at your house making a bunch of noise on a video.
We can see a ghost come and go, and then go to mode four to get some dialogue. Here's a ghost. The ghost appears. Different patterns to it.
He looks kind of surprised. I can't tell if he's surprised because he still has a childlike wonder at a sense of finding ghosts, even though he says they come every 10 minutes, or if he's like, holy shit, this thing's actually doing something.
You can see the needle action, the energy of the ghost.
You can't see the needle action if you're us, because the video is too bad of quality.
Different ghosts behave differently. Oh. This one looks angry.
I don't know what that means.
The ghost is gone.
He's just sitting staring at the meter.
And it is now searching for another ghost. Okay, now I'm going to turn it off. And I'm going to go to mode 4.
This nonsense noise means a ghost is here. This other nonsense noise means
the Gauss meter
it's looking for a ghost.
Is looking for a ghost.
Gauss. Government secrets.
And it will answer questions like, are you a happy ghost? Are you an ancient ghost? And it will reply, yes, with one ping of the needle, and no, with two movements of the needle. Or sometimes just with sound. So we're waiting for
who the
ghost
hell knows, right?
When the ghost appears,
don't worry about cutting the video for when you're just sitting here waiting. Go ahead, just keep it rolling and wait for a ghost. You don't have to. You could just do a little clock wipe here and then be like, okay, 5 minutes later, a ghost showed up. 5 to 9 minutes later,
the meter goes silent, and it enters dialogue mode. Mode 4 is a very sophisticated mode.
Oh, yeah.
Because the meter has to decide what patterns of energy... Oh, here's the ghost. Okay. Are you a good ghost? Once for yes, two for no. Are you a good ghost?
I don't see anything happening. No one or two. He's raising his eyebrows.
Are you a good ghost? No. No. Should we be afraid of you?
Wait a minute. So, are you a ghost? Two things for no. Okay, so, but then it's like, oh, that's the ghost messing with us. That's how this ghost hunting works, right? Because I'm like, ooh, are you a ghost? And then he says no, but then I'm like, oh yeah, the rules are different.
Should we be afraid of you? Two pings of the needle. No.
We shouldn't be afraid of
you. That's a relief. Now, were you a man? He was a man. He said yes.
Okay.
Did you speak many languages?
What the hell kind of question is that? Also, I mean, you'd have to assume they at least spoke one. They fucking speak English. I'd never even thought of that before. But what if a ghost doesn't speak English? Then what happens?
Yes. Did you exist a long time ago?
No, I died 4 days ago.
You see? Are you happy now? Or are you unhappy?
Well, how is he supposed to answer
Once
that?
For happy. The needle just moved.
Oh,
did you
okay.
live in the United States?
The needle we can't see moved.
Yes.
I mean, do ghosts travel around? Did you live in the United States? No, I was in Russia, but then when I ghosted, I turned into an American. I'm a Russian by life, but an American by ghost.
The ghost is gone now, and it's looking for another ghost. And that covers a lot of the... exciting features of the Ghost Meter Pro. Definitely a revolution in paranormal research. We're very excited about the Ghost Meter Pro.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to help your paranormal activity take it to a new level. And feel free to contact us. Thank you.
How? Let's see. Oh, comments are turned off. That's unfortunate. Well, I'm going to click like on this. I'll be the only one. So be my best liked I guess now. The only thing that I've probably ever liked on YouTube. And it's going to be this. Why Cosmo is better than Vector. Winnie Party. All right. This is some weird shit. Anyway, they have just weird other shit. So there you go. That's the Ghost Meter Pro. How do I get back to where I was? I'm a grandpa. So there we go. Ghost Meter Pro. We watched a video. Oh, that took me. Okay. I figured it out, everyone. I know you were concerned. There's instructions on here, too. I want to see what that looks. Oh, my God. Okay, wait a minute. Mode 1. Recent ghosts appear every 3 to 5 minutes. Mode 2. Ancient ghosts every 7 to 15 minutes. See, this guy's full of shit. You know what? Can I go back to that video and unlike it? Mode 3. EMF Gauss meter mode. Gauss? Maybe that's what he was saying. Maybe he wasn't even saying ghost. He was saying G-A-U-S-S. Mode 4, dialogue mode, finds recent and ancient ghosts and answers 4 to 8 questions. Are you a good ghost? Ping once for yes, twice for no. Examples, are you happy? Instructions, turn meter on. Press side switch to select modes 1 through 4. To change modes, turn meter off, then on again. Select with side switch. So you have to select the mode and then to change modes, turn it off and turn it back on. This doesn't seem quite right. This doesn't, and the word sophisticated in here, let's see. Looks like it appears about 100 times. Well, twice. Anyway, that's the Ghost Meter EMF sensor. See what this guy did to me now? Some of the qualities of it. Simple one-handed operation. That's amazing, because that way, if I find a ghost and want to furiously jerk off, I can. Low or no light operation. Wow. So it works even in the dark. That's amazing. Fully adjustable audio tone, flashing LED lights, and signal strength indicator. Sometimes I think that people confuse features of a thing with just what is it. Like cup, roundish, holds liquid, doesn't collapse with liquid inside. Oh, okay. I don't know if that's really a feature. It's just kind of what it is. I've seen television ghost hunters use similar detectors. Now I can get my own and start investigating the unknown. Please note, this doesn't detect nuclear radiation. Yeah, that's probably good to know. I would hate to see the person who was like, I got this to measure radiation, and it's not going good. Well, it's got good reviews. Everyone says it works. Someone says it works when they are in Colonial Williamsburg. Chicago film critic, now filmmaker, says he found all the electromagnetic problems in his house. So I guess you can find that. So here's the question, everyone. Should Pete get a Ghost Meter EMF sensor? There's still time for me to get this in time for this Potoween and try it out. Now, I don't think I'm going to go for the Ghost Meter Pro, because that is probably more expensive, right? And I don't even know if that's on Amazon. By the way, this is found under Tools and Home Improvement, just in case you were curious. I also have half a feeling that the Ghost Meter Pro shows up and just is the Ghost Meter. There are a lot of fucking Ghost Meters, though. You'd be amazed. One even comes with a free screwdriver kit, probably because it's got some fucked up weird screws that go into it, right? It's gotta be. So that's the question for the listeners. If I get 3 yays in the next few days, then I'll go for it. I'll get a Ghost Meter, and we'll see if it works. We'll see what happens. And then I will figure out what to do with it afterwards. but if I don't get 3 yays in the next few days, then no Ghost Meter. How about that? How do you like them apples? Well, I hope you love them, because they're the ones you get. Stretching for time while I cue up the outro music. Okay, goodbye!
My goddamn ones. Now you're Steve Roto. He numbers velocity. The velocity.